Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Monday Night Psychic Readings from around the world in the chat room or on the phone. I'm so glad that you are joining us today. All right. First off, I'd like to say, again, happy Father's Day to all the men out there and women that had to pull double duty. Okay, I hope that yesterday, Father's Day, was very good and you were gifted and loved and shared the love. Okay? Well, I'm so glad you're joining us, supporting this show, career, romance, finance, relationships, personal or business. We give you a reading about it or answer your questions, and it's always our pleasure and honor to answer your questions. Remember, your destiny can change. You have control of your future. We will give you answers to the best of our abilities, and what you do with the information is up to you. Daily psychic readings are done on the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.net. Readings are done from 11 a.m. in the morning to 7 p.m. at night. And if you're not ready yet to schedule a reading, well, at least go to the website and subscribe so you can get our monthly newsletter and any other information on things that come up during the month. If you have any messages for us, send them to the website, like I said, main page, just scroll down to the bottom, you'll see the message box, or you can go over to Facebook, the Essence of Success Radio Network. The show phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Thank you and enjoy the show. Now, the chat room actually is working tonight, believe it or not. For a couple of weeks, it was down. Nina never did find out, she contacted Blog Talk, but we never did find out what the problem was. It just said engineering problems. I don't know. Anyway, tonight, Nina's not with us tonight because she's got something special planned, or guests are out. I know what it is. Guests are out of town. That's what it is, that are visiting her. So anyway, she's not with us tonight. So you got me. Hee-hee. So anyway, you can still go in the chat room. I will go in there periodically and check just to see if there's any questions or who's there. Otherwise, I'm here on the phone. So without further ado, let's begin. I want to say thank you to 203-229-770 and 111 for calling the show. Thank you. All righty, your first call up is area code 203. You're on the air with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. This is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Is that correct, Michelle?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Okay. All right. How are you doing today, young lady?
A little better. My question, in fact, revolves around the fact that I had a terrible injury with not a great outcome. But I'm kind of recovering, and I'm just curious to know how things might go for me from, you know, because I think I'll be returning to work in 3 weeks. So I'm just, you know, concerned about my capabilities having been injured so badly and recovering and my job.
Okay. You know, before you started talking, I wrote health. And then you confirmed that for me when you said you're going through energy. Because, I'm empathic, so I felt that there was, something was wrong with your health. Okay, you want to know if everything is going to heal up pretty good, that you're able to return to work?
Yeah, primarily.
Well, if that's not correct, you tell me again then. I'm sorry.
That's definitely the biggest thing is knowing my ability to continue to work. And I'm also hoping to move on with my job, believe it or not. But it's hard to want to change jobs when you don't even know what you're capable of, you know, health-wise. So, because I just hated my job so much.
Okay, what I got was, number one, there's a delay getting back to your job, and part of it is you have a temporary limitation. The angels are telling me it's just temporary, so whatever that is, I guess it's going to heal correctly or 100% that you, because it says they're telling me temporary limitations. So there's a little bit of delay of them, what they're going to have you do when you go back to work until you're
okay.
fully 100%. But you are able to go back now if you want, or shortly in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So you're able to go back, but they just, I think they have to get something from your doctor because you're not 100%. So, you know, I think that's it, the temporary limitations. That's what the angels are telling me, because I see you at 100%. So that's just for right now, I guess, as you're going through the healing process. But you can return to work if you don't mind being on a temporary limitation status.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Okay, you can do that, yes. Yes. So, you know, you'd still be working 8 hours, but maybe instead of going to different departments or whatever, maybe they just have you sitting at your desk typing or doing busy paperwork. That's what I mean by limitations. It may be otherwise, you know, whatever that you do 100% would be great.
Yeah.
Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what I'm going to be. Yeah, I don't know. Unfortunately, it's my hand and wrist, my dominant hand, and without that, you know, what can you do, you know? And then you're
okay,
at
okay, so that's
you're
the delay.
Risk. Yeah.
Yeah,
and then you're at
delay.
Risk of hurting your other wrist by overworking it, and now you have no hands available.
You know? You have carpal tunnel. Is that it?
In
your wrist, did you have carpal tunnel?
I've got that, but I've got worse. It's worse. I broke my wrist, and it healed very, very poorly, and I've got a terrible syndrome of inflammation. But now carpal tunnel seems to be developing. I don't know. You know, it's evolving.
Oh, okay. Well, let me ask you this, Michelle. Are you ready to return to work, or do you need to wait a little bit longer? Because,
well,
like I said, I saw delay.
I was going to try to quickly assess that in 3 weeks. My proposed date to go back is 3 weeks, but I'm just wondering, you know, I don't know. You know, I don't know. Like, every day I get a little stronger, but other things develop too. It's evolving.
Okay.
I'm not sure if 3 weeks will be it or not.
Okay, well, like I said, I see a delay, and it's just a temporary limitation. So that hand will heal back up to 100%. And if you're struggling with carpal tunnel in both your hand, your wrists, which I know that is, that's what people get for overuse. Carpal tunnel. Like I said, temporary limitations. So you could go to work. When are you due back? In 3 weeks, you said?
Three weeks, yeah, unless I get an extension on disability, but yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
All right. Do you think I'll be changing jobs this year?
Do I see you getting another job?
Yeah.
Not right now, because your body is in a disease environment.
Yeah.
Not right now. I just see the one that's before you, where you're employed at right now. Yeah.
Okay. That's what I... Yeah, it's hard to want to move on to a new job when you're disabled.
Okay. No, I understand. Yeah. But listen, I don't want you to get depressed. So, you know, do you work with your hands when you're working?
I do, yeah.
You do with your hands? Okay. What I'm going to tell you is, like, look, you got 3 weeks. I would start looking for something more that you know that you'll enjoy doing and, you know, get a decent pay, of course.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so these 3 weeks, I would say that's your opportunity time. So if you do decide you don't want to go back to your old job, either you'll go back for a couple of weeks or 3 weeks tops and you'll have another job to go to. So you won't miss any money.
That.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Okay. Well, let me know. Think about it, yeah, and call me back and let me know. I'm curious to know how that'll turn out for you. Hopefully for the best. I don't see anything bad. I actually see positivity. So maybe the change is where your path is heading you to.
Good. All right.
You know, the universe maybe is telling you it's time for a change, you know, to work somewhere else. Maybe better energy, better vibrations.
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay.
Hey, thank you.
All right, Michelle, well, thanks for calling, and let us know how you're doing, okay?
Okay. Bye-bye. God bless.
Bye-bye. Have a good week. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Area code 229, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hey, Miss Linus, it's Melvin.
Melvin, I need to apologize to you. Me and Nina couldn't call you back, and I'll tell you why. I threw the paper away.
Oh, my.
Where I, you know, from the show, and, you know, Nina and I are talking or whatever, and I threw it away. So then when I tell her we got to do a reading for Melvin, okay, you got the number? Hell no. I got it wrote down now, brother. I got it wrote down now. So, yeah, we can call you back. So I apologize. Well, that's on me. Not Nina, really. It's on me that I wasn't even thinking. I just threw the sheet away.
Ma'am?
Yes, Go ahead, Melvin.
Yeah, no. When you think you'll be able to give me a call?
Let me check with Nina. Now I've got your phone number so I can call you. Let me check with Nina. I know she's got folks out of town today, so let me see how she looks the rest of the week. And if we do, it'll probably be in the afternoon, early.
Okay. Well, you got
Nina's behind me in time, so I'll check with her like 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Uh-huh.
Is that okay with you?
Well, probably a little later. Is there any way you can squeeze about a 3 or 4?
3 or 4 p.m. Okay, I'll ask her.
Talk to you.
Okay.
I just can choose. Want to, so it doesn't matter.
Friday. Oh, boy.
I tell you what, It doesn't matter. No more.
Yes, it does. I'm looking at my calendar. So Tuesday and Thursday looks like. Yeah, Tuesday or Thursday. Which one? You tell me. That's what I've got open. Well, I can call you back. I'll call you back after the show. I'm sorry. Well, is there anything I can answer now while you on the air?
Okay. All right. Here's the thing. I just want to see, do you see, like, my health? What you see with my health, you know, with my back and my diabetes, and now my stomach having a problem. I have, like, some little bitty gallstone, and I'm gaining too much weight, and I'm. And I don't know if the medication or what, but do you see improvement in, you know, me losing weight? Because I done changed my diet and all that.
Okay, then it could be the medication. Have you asked your doctors, Melvin, do the medications that you're taking cause you to increase weight?
No, ma'am, I haven't asked him, but this doctor... when I go see him, he's a veteran VA doctor, and every time I go in his office, I don't think he takes me serious, you know, because I need to see specialists for my heart and for my stomach and for my back, and I request those things, and he never, and they want to see me, but he never sent over the referral, so I got to make another appointment to see him. Do you see him cooperating with me? Because
he
told me.
To give a referral to another doctor?
Yes, but I need to see
a heart specialist. Yeah,
yes,
he would
ma'am.
Do that. Yes, he would do that.
Okay. And I need to
more
see the stomach.
Yep. Huh?
Okay. Okay, because
I'm saying, he would do that. He would refer you, no problem. In fact, I don't think you'd even have to go down there. Just, it's up to you. you know, to physically be seen, or either call and ask the nurse, his nurse or whomever, that could he give you a referral? And then, because you're going to have to call the specialist anyway to make an appointment, but would he give you a referral? You may have to go down there, though, huh, because you'll need to pick that up.
Yeah, I need to. He faxed it to the doctor.
Right. And I just thought about that. Yeah, you would need to pick it up.
And I called it to set up an appointment, and they said, no, it's got to be faxed, a mail from your primary care doctor. I couldn't just walk in and just give them my paper. So he knows that. So I just want to make sure
well,
that I
get... Okay, well, tell him you need a referral from him, period, for this heart specialist, because he will not see you without a referral.
Okay. And how long do you think before I move, Miss Nina?
2 weeks before he'll see you? I'm looking at 2 weeks right now.
Now, how long before you see me move out of this apartment?
Oh, move out the apartment. I thought you were asking about the doctor. How long would it take for you to see him?
We'll see.
Move out the apartment, huh?
Because I have a lady. I filled out the application for that HUD housing where they remodel houses and the mortgage be really, really cheap, and then they'll give it to you within 2 years. So I have this woman here in town, and she's a nice lady. She knows my family, and she's working on it. And she told me that she was going to contact me within a month, and that was like last week.
Okay.
So I'm hoping.
Well, a month hasn't passed yet, yeah.
Do you see her finding a nice 2 or 3 bedroom house, and I move out of this one?
Okay. Yeah, she can find you whatever that you want. I don't think there's no doubt there. I think it's just the paperwork and stuff that has to go through. But she is working on it. She didn't lie to you. She is working on it. But, you know, paperwork is involved, right? And things they have to prove that while you're eligible, which she would know that, but I mean, it's got to be on the paperwork while you have the eligibility for the HUD. So, but she's working on it. But, you know, I can't really give you a given date about that because she's working on it and she's dealing with other people. Because she needs to get them to sign off as well.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It's a program she may put that I may be qualified for, that she may give me. And because, see, I have a court date coming.
So what she's working on right now is to qualify you for the HUD housing?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
With the amount that I bring in each month for my disability. So
of course, yeah.
She's really good, but I believe, you know, I see myself maybe moving out of here. I'm probably thinking maybe in November or something. October, November.
Yeah, I'm getting the fall of the year.
Okay.
So I'm going to say October, November, and December, the last 3 months of the year.
Okay,
because I see it's wintry, it's cold, so the fall, or starting a winter, the fall, because October we're still in fall with the leaves and stuff, and November and December we go into, autumn, in autumn, October, and then November we start the fall, So you're probably right, but I see toward the end of the year the fall.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't see her, I met her for the first time, but she... know my whole family and know my kids and do she play interest in me?
Melvin, that's 3 questions. That's your third question. Let me call you back. Let me call you back because we're only supposed to do one. You're going to have Nina fursing at me. Not fussing, fursing.
You know I love her. Okay.
But I'll call you back as soon as the show is over.
Okay.
Stay by your phone.
Yes,
sir.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
No,
you didn't do anything. That's okay, Melvin. But I'll call you back. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Bye-bye. All right. Next caller, you're on the phone with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Ms. Linus. This is Lisa. Thank you very much for taking my call. It's been a while, and I'm glad you're on the show. Thank you very much.
Okay, and this is who, Lisa?
Yes, ma'am.
I can't hear you. You sound like you're long distance. Are you calling from Europe?
No, I'm here in Arizona. Can you hear me now? I'll talk louder.
Yeah, and I can hear you because your mouth is at the, your voice is at the mouthpiece. Now, what is your name again?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Alicia.
Alicia. Is that it?
Yes.
Alicia. Alicia. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. Alicia.
Okay.
Well, Alicia, welcome to the show. Okay. I hope that's your name. How do you spell your name?
It's Lisa, L-I-S-A.
Oh, then it's Lisa. Why are you growing with Alicia? That's not your name.
I'm
Lisa,
sorry, I'm
welcome
just
to the
phone.
Show.
Yes,
okay.
Okay. There
now
we go.
How can
I
help
clear.
You, young lady?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. So I have a. I just want to know. There's this white Caucasian male. That he just, approached because I ignore him. I was very polite to him, but I said I cannot speak on ugly terms. I just want to know. Do you see him trying to do anything? In the nearby months ahead. He has blue eyes, and he's known him for several years. I did not communicate with him for 3 years because there was not necessary to for me to argue, or I didn't want to. So he forced that I ignore him, and he was trying to communicate with me, and I apologized, but he still has a remorse or whatever the situation may be. I wish him well. Anyway, that's the question. I hope I didn't confuse myself.
So, Lisa, what, is he back in your life again?
No. I just want to know if you see him trying to communicate with me, and if he does, is it on good terms or bad terms? Yes, ma'am. Sorry.
Okay. And what's his first name?
Starts with I'm not sure. I think it goes by Robert.
Robert, is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. Lisa
please.
And Robert. Okay. The angels are telling me. He is trying to get in touch with you, for one. He still cares about you, but the angel said he's still flaky. Do you understand that? Because you know the man better than I do, but they're saying he's still flaky. He does care about you. He could be up to no good, to be cautious with your heart and your mind. There is another woman. Looks like he's staying with another woman, matter of fact. Yep. They're showing me this woman's got a two-bedroom house. It almost looks like he's trying to talk to you and he's screwing up on her. Is this a pattern with this guy to go from woman to woman?
I think so. Does she live away from him or close to him?
He lives with her. They live together. I see a white two-bedroom house. They live together. That's why I'm trying to understand. Why is he messing up on this other woman trying to talk to you?
Exactly.
So that's why I asked
if
you go from woman to woman.
Yes, ma'am, but how long has that been? That's weird.
Very recent, within the last, maybe the last 2 months. I'm getting 2 months. So very recent. Yep, very recent.
Yeah, Hispanic, white.
the angels are telling me he's a user. Is that how he comes across to you?
Yes, ma'am.
Because they said he's a user. I almost wanted to say player, because, I mean, he's already with a woman. Why is he trying to talk to you? I don't understand that. But, like I said, the angels are saying he's a user, which is not good. That means he's just out for what he can get to satisfy his urges or finances, whatever. But it's not because he really cares and is ready to, not be selfish, but look at the person that you care about or you love and put their needs first. How can you help them instead of just what can he do for himself? He's a selfish person. You know that, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay. What else am I getting about him? He suffers with heartburn. What do they call that? Acid reflex. Acid reflex. Robert.
Yes.
No, I'm not asking you. I'm telling you. They're showing me that he suffers with that. With acid reflux.
Yes, it's true. Very good, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
True. I don't think he has clarity of what it is that he wants. He doesn't. You know, it's like one to provide and one to satisfy, but that's not how a relationship works. You're with one woman spiritually, mentally, and physically. Done deal. You're not with one for mentality and another one for sexuality. It doesn't work like that.
Exactly.
You find all that in one woman, just depends on what you're looking for. But he doesn't have clarity. And he's not really a bad person, I'll put it like that. But he's wrong right now because he is with another woman. That's wrong to try and talk to you while you're living with somebody else. I don't like that aspect about him. That's why I asked you, what is he, you know?
Is a female? Does that female is she around the area or is she from somewhere else?
Is he around? I'm sorry. Say it again, Lisa.
Do you know if a woman is younger, older, or middle age?
She's close to his age.
Oh.
She's 3 years, maybe 3 years younger than him. 2 to 3
okay,
years.
Okay, so what was? Really?
No, she's close
to
his age. I'm sorry?
What does he want if he has that? Is his mind on me?
Well, he cares about you, but yeah. Yeah, but not. Let's look at it like this. Because I want you to understand.
Yes.
Would you want to share your man with another woman?
No way.
All right. If you get with him, you're sharing him with the woman that he's living with, that live together.
Okay. And he did it so I can be jealous, right, and angry.
I'm sorry, you said if he what get angry. I'm sorry, say it again.
He did on purpose so I can. Be jealous and angry.
No, he did it to see if you would go for it. A person can only go as far as you will. Ooh, God, excuse me. A person can only go as far as you allow him.
True.
You allow that. So he's talking, you thinking, okay, I can get in. I can be with Lisa and I can be with this other lady too. So that's what he's doing. He's filling you out. But you said you're done with it. So when he approaches you, it's a done deal. Why are you over here? You've got somebody at home. So why are you over here bothering me?
So what you're telling me, that's not going to last. Is that going to break off pretty soon?
Lisa, does that matter? He's with another woman. Does that matter? Why are you putting yourself down as second best? You're number one.
No, I don't want.
That's not in his book, but to you, you're number one. right? You don't have to take second best. Why are you doing that? You're a very smart young lady. All right. So whether he's with, whether he stays with her throughout June or he stops seeing her tomorrow, that's not you. You want somebody that's going to love you spiritually, mentally, and physically, totally and unconditionally. This man is not going to be that way. The condition is going to be that he's got two women, and he's playing you both.
No, I don't want that.
Of course you don't. You're much better than that. Come on, girl. You're a queen.
Yeah, I know him.
Put yourself back on the pedestal, Lisa.
I know him
for 8 years.
You don't
have to mess with the peasants.
Hey, Ms. Lena, I know him for 8 years.
Okay.
That's good. No, I'm not going to.
And, you know, people can change. And change is a constant.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No, thank you.
That's not you. You think higher of yourself. Like I told you, spiritually, mentally, and physically, when a man can encompass you in that manner, we can talk. We can talk. But if he's just going to come over and say a few words to get you in the bed, and then he goes back home to this woman that he's living with, you're being used. You're being used.
Yeah,
you don't need that in your life. You're a much better person than that. Put yourself up high, baby. You're much better than
that. But Ms. Lena, I think what I'm afraid is if he looking for me or he's going to try to look for me in the new bright future, because he told me. That's what I want to know. I'm going to be ugly to him if he does that.
Yes, he's going to approach you because he likes you, but his approach is not honorable. It's not an honorable approach. It's not approach coming to you being truthful and for real. It's phony. And fake.
Disgusting man.
That's why the angel said he's flaky. You know, that's not you. You're a much better person than that. Even though you've known him for 8 years, that's fine. Somebody else can come along that you only know for 3 months and will make you the happiest woman in this world. Treat you like the queen that you are. Okay?
That's nice. Yes, ma'am.
Well, it's true. It's true.
I hope so.
No, you don't hope so. It will be so. You
want
a man that's going to treat you in that manner. So when you pray or just put the energy and vibration out there in the universe, you want a man that's going to love you spiritually, mentally, and physically. You know, and respect and honor you for who you are. Not what you can do for them, but how can we grow together, not apart.
That's true.
Yeah. Woman, you're better than that. You're a good woman. Don't
thank you.
Don't go low. I know Michelle Obama said, when we go low, if they go low, we go high. Yeah, that's right, but you don't even need to go low because you're a better person than that. I can empathically feel you. I know you're a good person. You know, I just don't, to be honest with you, I don't want to see you get dogged out. So, I mean, I kind of went around the bush because I didn't really want to say that, but you will get dogged out with this guy, and you don't deserve that.
No.
No, you don't. No. You deserve to be happy and honored and blessed and treated like a queen that you are. And don't take nothing less. Nothing less. If the person has not met with your goals, and no. I don't care how good the booty is, if the heart and the mind ain't right, forget the sex, because you're missing. That's just a temporary expiration.
Oh, it's true.
That's right. But when you're loved by all three, then you're looking at a long-term relationship. Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty.
So anyway, just remember that, Lisa, okay?
Oh, I will.
Okay,
thank
and let me know how you're doing.
Okay.
Okay. All right, you have a wonderful week, and thank you for calling.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you.
Yeah. You're thank welcome. You. Bye-bye. Okay, you're listening to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The time right now is 36 on the West Coast, and it's 9:36 on the East Coast. Okay, and I'm going into the chat room now. Let's see. Oh, hi, Heather. How are you? Oh, I'm doing fine, and you? Thank you for coming in. No Nina tonight because she's got company from out of town, but anyway. Yes, thank you, Heather, for coming in, and also Rosemarie. Thank you for coming in to the chat room. Appreciate it. That's about it. The lines are open. Let me give out the phone number. Be sure and push 1 so you can get in the queue. 646-727-2914. 646-727-2914. All lines are open right now, so come on, y'all. Get in there. So, and how are you doing, Heather? I hope that you've been having a good Monday or Tuesday. Good Monday, I should say, not Tuesday. Yep. Yeah. I'm sorry, and I can't even type what I want to type to let her know. Okay, lines are open, y'all, because you know I'll do the Nina on you. 2 minutes. I love that. She said that last week, and we ended up with enough callers all the way out to the end of the show. See? So anyway, I heard that, Heather. Jesus. Oh, Heather, and not only just Heather, to let everybody else know, we've got a surge coming up. I believe it's next month in July. I'm going to pull it up and get more information on it so that I can report it to you guys. But this particular surge is coming up, not like May or the latter part of April. It's going to really affect people that have sensitivities, people that are psychic, mediums, oh, God, Reiki masters, Nina Nim, all this. All, it will affect us more than it will just everyday people that don't get into it. And I don't want to put anybody down saying everyday people, but I'll just say people with abilities. This surge is coming in July is going to affect us. How it's going to affect us, I don't know. I'm going to find out and get the information for you. Hopefully it's positive for us. So I'll find out and report probably next Sunday for sure. Okay. Well, I got a call in. Let me answer the call. Area code 914. You're on the air with Linus, and I've got Heather too. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Katie. How are you?
Fine, and you? Who's this?
Katie? Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, but I couldn't get your name correctly.
Oh, I'm sorry. Katie.
Oh, Katie. K-A-T-I-E.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. How you doing, young lady?
Thank you. And yourself?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
Okay.
And you? Oh, my God.
Thank
you. There's
goodness.
Bubbly people. Look at this. Oh, my God, Katie. There's all kind of bubbly people all around you. I am. They're just, I can feel it. It's like I just want to go out and party. You know, just fun, laughter, love. The angels, they're encompassing around you. So if they may not be physically there, but spiritually I can see all these people. And they're just, wow, so much fun. Okay.
Wow.
I had to share that with you because the angel showed me that.
Thank
okay.
you.
What's your question?
Well, that's a message, too, because it's my birthday next week. So maybe they arrived early. So thank you. But, yeah.
Well, happy birthday. What are you, Cancer or Gemini?
Cancer.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You got that mothering nature.
Yeah.
Cancers are nurturers.
Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Katie. Well, happy birthday. If I miss you next week and you happen to call in, happy birthday now.
Thank you, love. Thank you.
Yeah. You're both welcome.
My question is about Melissa. I'm wondering if tomorrow would be a good day for me to present my ideas to her, if she'll be
receptive. And what's your name, Laura?
If she'll like them. Her name is Melissa.
Larissa? Okay, say it again. I'm
Melissa.
Sorry, I thought you said Laura.
No, M-E-L-I-S, Melissa.
Oh, Melissa. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what you want to know is on the job, is everything going to go okay? Or you're submitting something to her?
Right. Yes, I want to, she approached me with her ideas, and I'm on board. I wonder if I show her my project ideas, if she'll be on board.
Yes. Big
oh,
capital Y-E-S. Yes.
Oh,
in fact, she's going to love it. What you're going to bring to the table, she's going to love it. I think it may end, not think now, the angels are telling me it's going to end up 60% yours and 40% hers.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she might
tweak it a bit. She likes it. So that's what I'm saying. She might, it's really strong. She'll go with yours and a little bit of hers in there too. Right? Because you're going to combine it and blend it. But it'll be 60% your report and 40% her report. Or, with the tasks that you two are working on.
Yeah. Oh.
Maybe that's why I saw everybody bubbling around you. Well, it must be like, yay, Katie.
Yes.
Oh, that's good. You made my day. Thank you.
You made my day.
I like that.
Thank you.
I love good vibrations and good energy.
Yes. Oh, that's awesome. Yay.
Well, Katie, there's not another call right now, so you want to ask me another question?
Oh, thank you.
You can.
That's sweet of you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Well, with her, her projects, she wants me to travel. Will that be okay? I believe we're going north with them, like to Canada.
Yes.
Oh?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
You'll be traveling. Let me tell you, there's going to be at a point, the angels are showing me, you just come home long enough to change clothes, shower, and you back on the next day on another plane. Now, it's going to be like that for like a month. For 1 month, it'll be like that, and then things will kind of smooth down a little bit, cool down. Mm-hmm. You'll still be busy, but it's like, I don't know. They're just showing me initially in the beginning, 30 days of a month, you're gone a lot. You're gone a lot. And then the next month, it just kind of, what do they go like? Whatever that is, or whatever. It just calms down. You're still working, but it's not as hectic as it is.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just initially, the beginning of it. You're just, I don't know, you guys are all over the place. But that's okay. So I want to let you know. 1 month out of this project that you two are working on, you probably more so than her, will be traveling quite a bit.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That totally makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, thank you. Oh, this is so exciting. What a great birthday present.
Thank you for making my evening, because what the angel showed me was just beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Oh, they're showing me something else. Let me tell you, you got a male angel. My angels are so crazy. They're saying like he would crack somebody's head. It just means he's being very protective.
I appreciate that.
Oh, God. His name begins with an M, they're telling me. But I'm seeing M-A-M. M-A? Mama?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's hard. Of course, I'm not an angel of your language, so let me write that down. M-A-M-M-A. Is that right, angels? Oh, okay. Yeah. That's the name of the angel, Mama. And he's a protector. So write that down, M-A-M-M-A. That's what the angel said, and he's a protector. But he's definitely a no-nonsense protector. Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Did you ever get into the show Game of Thrones?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not yet. I've been meaning to, but no.
Well,
yet.
I was saying this because this one character called Cersei, her protector was like almost 7 feet tall, and he was huge. I mean, you know, all she had to do was just turn her head and he'd kill somebody. But anyway, he was huge. This is how this angel is standing behind you. He's like that. He's tall, he's thick, and he's no nonsense.
Wow.
I mean, I see him. He is so strong. I'll put it like this. If you're walking down the street, this is an example. If you're walking down the street and somebody bumps you, right? And normally people would say, oh, excuse me. Well, they don't. And if you say, Mama, did you just see that? Do something about it. All of a sudden, boom, they might fall on the street. And you'd be like, oh, shit. What the hell happened? That's your protector. That is your protector. That's how strong this protector. The angels want you to know this. So I'm passing on, Mama is your protector. That's your angel of protection.
Something.
And he's no nonsense, so don't call him for foolishness, because when he comes, you're going to know it. Something will happen.
Yeah.
Not to you now, because he protects you, but I just use that as an example when I said bumping you. You know what I mean? But it could be something else. Maybe you might get in an argument, or maybe you get cheated out some money at the grocery store when you go buy groceries, and it ticks you off, you know, and you're like, Mama, you want to take care of that?
I've been thinking about a time, exactly as you said, that somebody bumped me, but it turned out to be for my betterment. So, no, that was right. That was, wow, no, that's total confirmation for me. That was no accident that you chose that specific example. Wow.
Okay. Well, the angels were telling me they wanted me to, you know, definitely give you the information. So, now, there's
Thank
one other. They're just showing me another one. A little short lady, about 4'11". Yep.
Uh-huh.
They're saying she's 4'11", little grandma type. And she has such a softness. It's like she softens your heart. Very soft, very loving, very soft, so sweet. She's so sweet. But it's almost like if you were to get upset, gosh, angels, give me your name. If you got upset, she would just kind of like pat you on your arm or your hand like, it's okay, I'm here with you. You know, that type of thing, very soft. She feels good. She's either a grandmother or a great-grandmother. She's not a mom. And I don't think she's related to you. This little lady is not
like
related to you. But she's, like I said, she's either a grandmother or a great-grandmother. She's not related to you, but she is your angel of comfort.
Oh, wow.
Okay, she's your angel of comfort, so if you get stressed out or have an anxiety or, you know, something like that, you get upset, God, they're not telling me her name. They're just saying angel. Okay. Angel. I'll go with that. Let me write that down. Angel. Okay, anyway, angel, if you call her angel, she'll come in and she'll just barely, you know, you just feel like, oh, somebody just rubbed my arm, or they put their hand on my cheek, on my face, and it's lovingly, you know, just soft like a child. And that's her, because she comes to bring comfort in your life.
Oh, that's beautiful. Wow, you're so gifted. That's amazing. Wow.
Are you in a relationship right now?
No. Romantic
good,
one,
because the angels just showed me this gentleman in a tux, and he is fine. Woo, this man is good looking. Jesus. Oh, my God, he's in this tux. Let me tell you, he looks like he could be an Italian. I've been to Italy, but he looks like he could be from the island. Lord, I went there. What's the name of the island?
Sicily?
It's always where. Say it again.
Sicily.
Okay.
That's where
he
I'm
looks
from.
His color,
that's where my
because he's dark,
from.
But you know the Italian. Okay.
Yeah.
He's from there. I see him in a suit. Like I said, he looks like an Italian from Sicily because he's dark.
Uh huh.
beautiful, beautiful smile. My God in heaven. And he's got like Egyptian eyes, beautiful, wide shape eyes. Hair, I mean, just, oh. I mean, Jesus, if I could jump through the phone and get this man, I might go for it too. He is so good looking. He's walking towards you. But you got, I want to know where you're going to meet this guy. But I see you standing there. You're downtown. Okay, they're showing me. You're downtown. You're right by a retail store. And he's walking towards you. You just came out, and here he is. He's walking towards you. So you mean, because even when he walks towards you, in your mind, you're saying, oh, wow, that's a nice-looking guy. Oh, you do. You're like, oh, that's a nice-looking guy. Oh, that's all. They're not. I'm not getting a name. 2 to 3 weeks, this will happen. Okay, thank you, angels. Thank you, thank you, thank you. 2 to 3 weeks, this is going to happen. It's going to occur. And, oh, my goodness, you have got to call me back, Katie.
I will.
Jesus Christ, call me back when you meet. Because this guy, I'm telling you, he is so damn good looking. And I'm picking up, he's a good spirit. I'm not picking up arrogance, haughty, or none of that. He's got a good spirit on him. So, you know how sometimes we see people that are so good looking, whether it's a man or a woman, like, oh, they'll never talk to me. You know, they're probably with, you know, Miss Vogue or whatever like that. Uh-uh. This man is humble.
Uh-huh.
He's not like that. He's humble. That's what I'm saying. I went to a spirit. His spirit is good, and he's a humble. So it's not about his looks. He don't care about his looks. He looks at you. Who you are as a person. So remember that when you see him. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Try not to giggle too much. Yeah, because you'll be like, ah. So don't giggle too much. But, you know. So when you see this man, like I said, you're by a retail store. I don't know, Macy's, Nordstrom's, whatever. But you just walk out and he's coming down the street. So when he does, you know, like, use your womanly wiles. Like, hi, are you John? You know, like, oh, no, ma'am, that's not me. Oh, I'm sorry, you favor him. What's your name? And there you go, girlfriend. Okay. All right.
Okay. Wow.
I done told you how to play the game, okay? There you go. Yeah, but do call me back. But anyway, just a lot of good stuff coming up for you, honey. So remember, you got Mama for your protection.
Yes.
You got the little old lady angel that comforts you. You're going to do good in the job. You are going to, 1 month out of this, I don't know if it's a year contract or 6 months, 1 month you're going to do a lot of traveling, and then it'll slow down the pace.
Okay.
Okay?
Oh,
all
thank
right.
you so much. Thank you. You're such a joy. Thank you so much.
Oh,
thank
you're
you.
Most welcome, and God bless you, honey, and congratulations. I'm not going to just say God bless you. Congratulations, okay?
Thank you, and God bless you, too. Thank you.
You're welcome, and have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. God bless you. Have a lovely week ahead. Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, we got time for one more caller. Let's get this 845. 845, you're on the air with Lena. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, who is this?
My name is Maria. I call from New York.
Oh, hi, Maria. How are you?
Fine, how are you? You recognize me?
I'm doing fine. How was your trip to Italy? How
Beautiful.
Was your trip?
Good.
Glad to hear it.
Over there. I want to go back again. When am I going to go? I want to go very soon.
I wish I could go with you, Maria. I had the best time
go.
In Italy. Oh, my
I
God.
Even
I was
look
crying.
I go. I know even look, I go there. I don't see almost nothing. And believe me, I don't think I went in there. I don't know. I know even buy anything. I buy a pair of shoes for the house. Yeah, I forgot them over there. You believe it? I don't bring you nothing.
Well, then you gotta go back,
woman.
When
I see, I'm gonna go.
Yes, you gotta go back.
Yeah, of course, I gotta go back.
I'm so glad you enjoyed yourself. That's good. I love good news. So, Thanks for sharing that. I thought about you a few times because I was like, oh, I wish I was going with her.
I know. Where do you live? You live far away in New York?
I know. But I still would get there. I'd get there somehow if it was a priority for me.
you see, I go again.
There.
You got a message from my husband. What do you see of me? What do you tell me tonight?
Oh, okay. What's your question? Go ahead.
You got a message from my husband. Or do in general, give me something good. Do something good for me. Whatever you want to do it for it.
It's better if I just, you know, you give me a question so I can go to the angels with something specific. That's too broad. Can you give me a question you're right now?
Message for my husband. Do whatever you like.
I need a question to concentrate on when I go to the angels.
I go in Italy.
What do you want to know about? What's important to you? Do you want to know about money, relationships, children?
I go in Italy, massage. Everything is good. Everything is important for me.
Maria, did you bring something small back from Italy that you can hold in your hand?
What am I doing with my hand?
Did you bring anything back from Italy that's small enough that you could hold that item in your hand?
No, me and my daughter.
Did your daughter buy anything small? You can just hold it in your hand?
Yeah.
Okay.
The bracelet.
Is it like a little gem or something like that? Maria?
What it look like?
No. Yeah. Is it like a little gem?
Yeah.
You know, like a stone? Okay.
Yeah.
I want you to take that stone and hold it in your hand and pray for your wishes.
You're kidding. It's a red stone.
Okay. Yeah. Take the stone and hold it in your left hand. Close your hand up and pray for your wishes. What do you wish for?
Well,
and hold that stone and pray. I'm sorry?
I got it done now or when I feel like. One at a time, you know.
Whenever you want. Whenever you want, yeah. You can do it right now if you got the stone near you. When we hang up, Maria, not right now.
Okay. No, I understand. That's what I was asking. Yeah,
we hang up. But just hold it in your left hand. You know, close your left hand. And as you pray, wish for it. I want you to pray for your wishes. So I wish to have more money because I want to go back to Italy, or I wish to have more money.
Right.
I want to get a new car. Okay?
Right.
While you are holding that stone in your hand. That's what the angels are telling me. And it will come to pass. Okay?
Okay.
It will happen. All right. Maria, I'm sorry to cut you short, but we're getting ready to get off the air. I got 20 seconds. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Call us back next Sunday,
okay.
Please.
Okay. God
and
please.
I love you.
Okay. We love you too.
Bye. Okay. I only have 10 seconds. So I don't even have time to do the music. If no one's told you they love you today, well, I do. And I want to thank Miss Heather for being in the chat room. She's always a treat and helpful, and y'all know she's a psychic too. So love and light to you, Heather. And everybody have a good, blessed week. And if no one's told you they love you today, well, doggone it, I do. And so does Miss Nina.